Hey guys, I'm fired up to be here with a guest. I've got my buddy, my podcast mate, Brian Quinlan.
Hola.
And Brian loves tequila, like it's his thing, and he's so excited about doing this.
Yeah, today I'm going to.
Yeah, you're not tequila adverse.
I'm not. I'm willing to try the tequilas. So, you know what today is?
I do. It's It's Ocho Day.
Ocho Day. Yeah. Eight and Ocho.
Let's go. We got the Old Fitzgerald Barrel Select Añejo.
All right. I see a bunch of Ocho bottles up there. Why did you specifically choose this one for me?
Well, this one's a treat. This is a This is a hard to find, expensive bottle of Ocho.
If we're going to have the good stuff,
I am. And if we're going to celebrate Ocho Day, I mean, we're not just going to do it with the Blanco, which is one of my go-to Blancos. At any rate, it's really good.
Well, while you're pouring that, I got a question. This is a sports trivia question. And I know you're not as sports guy like myself, but on 8-8-88, it is a specific day in Chicago sports history. I'm just going to give you the answer because I know you won't know it. The first ever night game at Wrigley Field.
It took them that long to raise enough money to buy lights?
Correct. It was really a real challenge for the Wrigley Corporation to get enough funding. Actually, it took a lot to get the neighborhood there in Wrigleyville to agree to it. And obviously now they have night games all the time, but 8-8-88, that's the Ochos right there.
88. I know I was already out of high school.
Okay.
So that would have been in the summer. I was working as a bricklayer. So I probably didn't celebrate anything on 8-8-88. But now, we'd have to drink like multiple Ochos because that's a lot of eights.
It is a whole lot of eights.
All right. Well, this is Ocho Barrel Select Old Fitzgerald. And so this is rested in an Old Fitzgerald whiskey barrel.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. So give it a nose. Tell them what you smell.
You've seen our podcast in the Indiana. What do we call it?
It is the Real Estate Makes Us Drink.
And where
it
all began.
Indiana Success Happy Hour.
Thank you. What do I smell? Tequila.
Tequila. But you don't smell like
any. I smell the agave. That's what I'm told it smells like.
Cooked agave,
yeah.
Do you get any floral or citrus smells?
I have a citrus vibe to it.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do a deep dive and see if you get any like caramel or barrel smells.
Sorry, I do not.
It's very faint for me.
Well, that means non-existent for me.
Yeah. I didn't. All right. Let's taste it. Let's see how it goes. Cheers, my friend.
A slight burn going down. Pretty mild.
Mostly in your mouth?
Yeah. A little bit on the back of the throat, but doesn't last long.
Do you get any cinnamon in the finish? Yeah, a little hint of cinnamon, nice floral notes, a little citrus, nice vanilla, a little bit of caramel.
You name up a bunch of things I like. Cinnamon, vanilla, caramel. Yeah, you know.
A little bit of a musty like barrel flavor to you. I get a little bit of a musty barrel flavor.
I would not have come up with the word musty, but now that you throw that out there, I absolutely get some mustiness out of this.
Here's why I say musty is if you've ever been down to the Bourbon Trail,
okay,
or walked into a barrel room in Mexico,
haven't?
Not even in the Bourbon Trail.
I've been in like a distillery, but not the Bourbon Trail specifically.
Did they walk you into where the barrels were?
Yep.
Okay. Remember that smell of like alcohol and wood, and then it just had kind of a moldy, musty smell.
Absolutely.
That is what it reminds me of. Is that standing in the barrel room smell?
Okay.
And I don't think it's a negative thing. Musty in this isn't a negative thing to me.
No. You know, this warms me up.
Did it give you
you
got a little Jalisco hug did you?
Yeah, the Jalisco hug in the back of my throat isn't going away.
It's warming. You may have swallowed it too early. That's what she said. If you leave it in your mouth for that finish to start heating up, and then it'll start to subside before you finish, before you swallow it, and then doesn't burn inside, it heats up in your mouth. Yeah. There's sometimes the second one burns my tongue, you know. Plus, it's going to light up based on the fact that you just ate a Kraft Noble Roman's pizza.
I did.
So it's going to affect how your flavor.
Well, sausage and pepperoni. So, you know, spiciness to those things.
I'm not going to say it's my favorite Ocho, but gosh, it's one of my favorite Ochos. This is really good.
You know, this is all right.
But you'd pour this one?
Sure, why not?
Okay. All right, guys. If you want to see more of our comedic hijinks.
Oh, it's good stuff.
Because I probably don't do any joking around on my videos.
Comedic hijinks here on Tasting Tequila with Brad.
Yeah, we have a lot of comedic hijinks on Real Estate Makes Us Drink. It's a YouTube channel. We do interview a lot of successful business people. And tonight we're having the opportunity to interview a singer named Clayton Anderson, who's a country singer.
Looking forward to that.
We also interviewed a famous basketball player.
We did, Scott Pollard.
Yeah, he made me look like...
He's 7 feet tall. I mean, us both look short.
Yeah, but I look like a child. Like
a little buddy.
And I look like he just picked me up from daycare in a windowless van. Get in the car, boy.
In your case, what's a tequila in the car?
Oh, he'd have got me in there. I would get straight kidnapped if that happened. Thanks for watching. Check out Real Estate Makes Us Drink. I'll put a link. It'll pop up right here, and you'll be able to click on the last one that we recorded and go right to it and watch it. And Brian, thanks for having a sip of tequila with me on Ocho Day.
Celebrate accordingly.
Cheers, everybody. Have a great one.